Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 129 of...
How Married Are You? You're supposed to say it with me.
Oh.
Don't miss it. Love on Purpose goes on sale. The whole collection, October 13th through the 19th. Do not sleep.
Do not sleep on the website shop.beliefinfatherhood.com. And remember, belief is spelled B-E-L-E-A-F. Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 129 of How Married Are You?
My name, Belief, this is Yvette, and we've been married 12 years. Live in California, we got four kids. Relationship's scary, and it's very necessary that we share our love of struggles, and we ask
how married are you?
This week on a Tuesday show.
Hey!
Listen in, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time. It's chocolate baby story time.
Two, three, and kids be sick.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Yes.
Kids be sick.
They do.
We had to take care of our sick kids this weekend.
Did we take care of them?
I took one to the doctors.
Two of them to the doctors. You sure did, babe.
We were there.
Oh my gosh.
We went to the doctors.
We went to the doctor's on... You went to the doctor on Saturday morning, so it was Thursday night.
Oh, you want to tell that part?
Going to tell that part, and then you can get into your part.
Okay.
So Thursday, early Thursday morning.
It was 4:30 in the morning.
It was early. We wake up to some pretty god-awful sounds coming from the kids' bathroom.
That's what it sounded like.
Really quick, which kid was it? If you guessed Uriah Bo, you are right. It was Uriah Bo. Mm-hmm. And he was sneezing and coughing into the sink, y'all. It was a lot of blood. It was blood. There was blood clots. There was blood coming from every hole in his face. It was crazy. His nose and his
yikes.
Mouth. Not his eyes, but his nose and his mouth.
Yeah.
And Theo has like nosebleeds every once in a while, like when the weather gets dry or whatever, he has some kind of something going on with him. But right, like I've never seen this amount of blood come out of anybody in my life. So I got a picture and I was taking pictures of like the amount of blood so that I can send it to the doctor via telehealth because it was still early in the morning. I couldn't call nobody. And we didn't take him to the ER because he seemed like he was, once it stopped, Even during it, he just seemed like he was more so shocked by the amount of blood than he was by any pain or anything like that.
Right.
So, yeah, that was my chocolate baby story time. But Glenn was going to talk about how you took him to the doctor.
Okay, then after that, Anaya threw up in your hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 5 minutes after that. It was crazy.
Yeah, so then... Yeah, it was not. I don't even know if it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was less than 5 minutes for sure. But Anaya wakes up making some kind of loud noise. I don't know. I think Glenn was finishing up with Raya. And I come into Anaya's room. And just in time, I catch the throw up.
Yeah.
And then Glenn comes in with the towel.
No, you go towel, 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 towel. And I was like, boom.
It kind of took you a minute. Like, I was like.
Well, it was 4:30 in the morning. Oh, I wasn't so responsive. Goodness gracious.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, anywho. Yeah. And I think at one point Theo threw up, but he's a little bit more responsible. He made it to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then Uzi. Oh, remember the other night? Was it Friday? So, Anaya threw up that Thursday morning, but then didn't Friday night she threw up and it landed? Sunday?
In Uzi's bed.
It landed in Uzi's bed. So, they sleep in the bunk bed and Anaya threw up. She didn't get it in her bed. She just made it right over.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is Uzi slept right through it. I took the covers right off of him, put them out, and then gave him some new covers and it was like nothing happened. He still don't know to this day.
Yeah.
So we are doing all that, and it wasn't that much blood. You said,
babe, it was a lot of blood.
But you just said more blood than I've ever seen come out of anybody, which is
true.
It's not true. You were pregnant. You had a baby.
Did blood come out?
It was blood all over the floor. Anyway, maybe you didn't see that part.
I don't think I did.
So we have to get you. You send pictures. We got to go to the doctor. So 2 days later, we're in the doctor's
Saturday morning.
Right? We walk. We go in. We're waiting. We get inside. We walk into a normal doctor's office. Okay. Now,
you haven't told me this. What's going on?
Okay. So we walk into a normal doctor's office. You know how they bring you into that little room?
Uh huh.
Now, usually you walk into that room, it's what in there?
Chairs.
A
TV.
A table.
The welcome.
No. I'm not talking about the lobby. I'm talking about in the little room where it's your doctor.
Oh, a bed that you sit on, a sink, chairs for the parents, and then the computer, laptop, and a doctor's little stool chair.
Right. Thing. How many doors are in there usually?
One door,
right. So we walk into one door. We get in there. We're doing the whole thing. And we're waiting for a while for the doctor to come in.
Uh-huh.
Uriah goes, which way did we come in here? And I was like, what do you mean?
I almost peed my pants.
He was like, there's only one door. He's like, oh.
That poor buddy. Oh my goodness.
I was like, bro, just looking at him. And I just didn't need to say anything. I was just like, man, come on, bro, get it together.
Oh.
All right. So you may be seeing a different background right behind us right now. This right here is our How Married Are You rebrand. During our sabbatical, when we took 19 months off, one of the things we wanted to accomplish was using all the funds that we got from Patreon, using funds that we got from other places and donations.
Major shout out to Patreon.
Yeah. All our patrons, they basically paid for our rebrand. Now, this was a very time-consuming, expensive process, but we gave How Made Are You a facelift and also more intention with our brand story and mission statement. So here, right here, you're looking at our logo. How Married Are You, right? This is our new logo. I know you guys remember what it looked like before, but now you'll be seeing the branding, by Thread and Point, and also the new intro and all the other assets.
Did y'all like that new intro?
Yeah.
In the comment section below, let us know what you thought. If you are listening to this, I would strongly encourage you to stop what you're doing or continue listening, but then go back and watch. Because the sound is the same, but the look is different. Yeah. And I love how Halise, or what is it, Stumblewell?
Stumblewell, yeah.
Did with that intro. It's really cool. I love it.
So Halise is a friend of ours. I met her a few years ago, 2018, Creators for Change. She redid the Belief in Fatherhood rebrand, intro, outro. She didn't do the rebrand, but she did the intro, outro, and all the assets that we have for our video. And she did this as well. She has a company called Stumblewell. Her and her husband, Chris, do really well. And so, so we're going to break down the brand story first. Okay, so Yvette, go ahead and break it down for us.
Trust and healing. The laughs, the love, the joy, the excitement. Marriage can yield some incredible moments, but also know that marriage makes you the most vulnerable you have ever been. Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
We created How Married Are You to be the rawest proof of a strong marriage. Our hope is with this look into our marriage, it would bring you healing and knowledge of what true worth looks like in a relationship.
Right. And so, as we have been telling our story, I'm sure that it doesn't look picture perfect, especially to a lot of people that expect marriage to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when you see people that pretend that it is perfect, it doesn't always last as long. And so what we try to do is just be very honest about where we're at, even when we're not all the way right. You know what I'm saying? We're still together. And so trust and healing is definitely a part of our process. So next, we're going to show you guys. You skip that one. I would skip that one too. Yeah. So we'll go to our mission statement next.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission statement is marriage is sacred and what you see presented in most media is a lie. How Married Are You is here to show you what marriage can be when based in truth. And so, us being honest and truthful and trusting God with each other, you know what I mean, has kind of been our, I don't know, it's just been our whole thing, you know what I mean? Marriage is a very sacred entity, and we have been very committed to allow God to pour into us, and we kind of pour into each other. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think even when we first got married, I think we knew that our marriage was going to be something more than just for us. You know what I'm saying?
That is very true.
Because I remember even your mom saying at our wedding or at some point, she was like, your relationship is something to be watched or something like that. And I know that probably made you feel unsettled because you were like, nobody finna see me do nothing. I'm trying to play the background. But it is very much true that we are, we're being watched.
And isn't that like funny how God works that way? When you try to run away from what he has for you, he just makes you trip back into, or maybe not, I don't even know if tripping is the right term, but he's like, girl, what you doing? Get back over here.
And I think, you know, like just a little story that you usually tell is that in the church, you were kind of like, people always looked at you and you were like, man, I don't want to be known at all.
When we got married, that was something that I looked forward to, was being able to like sit on the back pew. Nobody know what I'm capable of or who I am or anything like that. And just, you know, be poured into. But that's not what was meant to be.
Yeah. And I just was telling Yvette that like when you got light, it's going to shine. You could try to hide your light you want to. It's going to shine. So when you got that light, you could try to hide it. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's go to the next slide. Our logo.
Yeah.
It's adorable, man. It looks really good, man. The homie Jason at Thread and Point spearheaded the typeface, the logo, a lot of the copy and stuff like that for our brand book, which is really important. I think people like, they don't make big deals about brand rebrands and stuff like that, but most people don't go through this process, so they really don't know who they are, and so they continue to do a lot of things, right? They just go about and just say, hey, maybe I'm this today or that today, I want to be more like this and that. But when you have brand like rules and guidelines, you follow those, right?
I feel like you've said in the past, like, if you don't know who you are, if you like allow people to tell you, if you don't know who you are, then you're going to allow people to tell you who you are.
Right.
And it's better to work from a place where you know who you are.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the pieces. That's why I was really, I think that's what helps with us coming back, you know, after 19 months is being able to be more like solid in our foundation of who we are, what our goals are, where we're going, and like what we're about. It's easier to say no to things when you have it all packaged.
Yeah.
Like, that's not on brand. Bye.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
And this logo, can you talk about the design?
So in our, okay, so I want to talk about the question mark and the exclamation point, because those are like, I don't know, when we were doing the, when we were doing the rebrand, that was something that came up, like, do you want the question mark and the exclamation point? And we did, because we are asking the question, how married are you? But we're also making the statement, that's just how married we are. And so we decided to keep the question mark and the exclamation point. And if you look at the wedding bands, like, because it's a marriage podcast, we did kind of want to keep the wedding rings. And one of our like key pictures or images that we do is where we flip the camera off with our wedding band finger. So we wanted to kind of keep significance to that. But if you notice, the female wedding ring is in the shape of a question mark kind of thing.
Does that mean the engagement ring?
Or the engagement ring? What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like the one with the diamond, I guess.
The one with the diamond is like my ring, and then the other one is your ring. And then we are also very intentional about the infinity symbol. Like, there is a little bit of an infinity, not a little bit, but there is an infinity symbol there to represent that this thing is for life.
Yeah,
it keep going.
The infinite, right? We also have that same thing in Belief and Fatherhoods. The infinity hands. This right here is the infinity ring. So
it's and down here it says the logo concept, two wedding rings interlocking, plus the question mark from How Married Are You? The imperfections in the rings represent the imperfections in marriage and the human element, the human element that makes each relationship unique. Mm. So originally when they showed us the rings, we didn't necessarily have this kind of glare look. And if you also look at the shape of the circle, it's not a perfect circle. Mm-hmm. And so that was something that was really intentional when making the design.
Yeah.
And of course we're keeping with, you know, and so the following is just some different variations of the, How Married Are You? It kind of gives retro vibes.
Yeah, it's very retro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are just different variations of it. And we have a color palette, mm-hmm. which I like. We had to keep that pink in there.
And, you know, that yellow.
And that yellow. Because Glenn likes the mustard yellow beanie, and I just like the mustard yellow.
Everything. She always loves yellow.
Look at me. I'm wearing a head wrap.
One of the things that we really wanted to have, and that was huge for Belief in Fatherhood, is when we're creating different type of video pieces, we don't necessarily, we're not used to having so many like ways to put out content, right? And so sometimes with just having a podcast, you can get locked in into just doing audio or just doing video at this size, right? Where it's long on the sides and kind of short at the top, which is 1080 by 1920. So we knew that we were going to have, you know, stuff from the phone and all these different things. So Halise at StumbleWell and her team created these video assets for us to use for different purposes. So, you know, we have the intro, which is, you know, you guys already saw, but you also have like these little images on the back, which I'm sure Jed is flashing back here right now.
But I'm struggling.
It's okay, don't do it. But
oh, here they are. I found them.
So you have one that is just the wedding rings right over here. And it just kind of swings back and forth.
Which I loved that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I definitely think that was my idea.
Nope. That one was mine, wasn't it? I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead.
You can take credit
take
for
it,
that.
Take it.
You can take it.
Take it.
All right. One of these ideas was mine. No,
I think mine was the wallpaper. Maybe mine was this.
I think that was yours.
No.
Okay. And then we have How Married Are You going across.
Mm-hmm.
That is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really love how that looks. And so we can talk in front of that. We can put this, you know, as we're showing video, we're talking, or we have somebody speaking at our conference and we have their mm-hmm. picture up there. You know what I'm saying? We're telling mm-hmm. those stories. So super cool. And then, you know, all this stuff too. The dots going.
Oh, maybe that was my idea.
Yeah,
this
I thought
one.
It was yours. Yeah. So, like the dots moving around, I thought that was really cool too. And we're just very grateful for this little thing that, I mean, it was expensive, but it's a little, I like to call it a little thing because it's the little touches that, you know, the, in the detail of the content creators where you could just tell they put the extra time in to make you feel like, oh, I'm entering your world. And that was really important for us. We want to feel a sense of escapism when you view the content, but also that feels real, like stuff you can relate to, but it also feels like you're a part of our world. And that was really important for mm-hmm. us. And so, yeah, that's really it. So we have these assets and this little brand, you know, story and mission statement. And it was really important for us to share it with first our patrons and our members first, and then to the audience, the wedding party at large. But it's really important for you to know where we're putting our time and energy.
I just want to point out the fact that we're not just here haphazardly sharing about our marriage and sharing about how hard it is or whatever mm-hmm. in order to, I don't even know what y'all think we're here for. I think y'all do know. I think our wedding party really does understand why we're here. But if you are someone that just happened upon this video, we really want you guys to understand that we are here to show you what marriage can be when it's based in truth.
Yeah.
And so we've put a lot of intentionality of repackaging this podcast in a way that, I don't know.
Yeah, it speaks life. Shows that very vulnerable touch to it. So thank you guys so much for watching. Let's, babe, how married are you?
I wish I could have asked it first.
Okay, go ahead.
How married are you, babe?
I'm so married that this.
Okay, so I was noticing, I was like, somebody must have put some WD-40.
I put WD-40 on your microphone, so you didn't have to, you don't hear that sound anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at some store and I saw it and I was like, ooh, this is perfect. And I put it in my pocket.
You stole it.
No, I bought it. I put it in my pocket when I bought it so that I remember when I got here to use it. Because, you know, sometimes if I leave it in the car, it'll just stay in the car.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
We know how that goes.
Yeah. Anyway, how married are you?
I'm so married that the other day when I had already gone, I was out grocery shopping and doing whatever. And you text me, hey, if you could get me some good smelling body wash from somewhere, you know, whatever. I had already passed the store, whatever.
Oh, wow.
But I went back and I got you that body wash.
That is very thoughtful. I appreciate it. Yeah. Now I don't have to use yours.
I don't mind if you use mine. I feel like it's a neutral smell. No?
I don't know. I feel like we smell the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, who am I smelling? Me and you. All right. And
that's just how married we are.